for the Sheridan community.
At Sheridan Media, excellence is our standard, and the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters agree. We're thrilled to announce a sweep of recent awards, including Tommy and Bell for Best Radio Show, Kevin Coyle for Best News Reporter, and Aaron Linden for Best Station Promo. We also took first place for Best Photography and second place for Best Online Video. Our Active Reload podcast, Best Sports Reporting, and Play-by-Play with Aaron Legaki. Steve Sisson won for his 90s at 9. We're especially proud that KWYO was selected Station of the Year and Julie Chadwick for Account Executive of the Year. Experience the best local media in Wyoming. Experience Sheridan Media.
The following message is presented by Century 21 BHJ, 101 South Main.
The SCLT Big Goose Natural Area at Bridges is now open. That's 117 acres of open space, agriculture, new trails, fishing, floating in history, and a peaceful landscape close to town. Connect with nature and make lasting memories at 14 Lane Lane. Plan your visit, SheridanCLT.org.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program. Brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, June 17th. From Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I'm joined by Sheridan Community Land Trust Executive Director Brad Bauer. And over the phone, we're joined by Sheridan Community Land Trust Director of Marketing and Development, Mr. Chris Verba. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Floyd. It is the Emerald City for certain outside today.
Oh, it's so beautiful out there.
It's the prettiest time here in Sheridan. Yeah.
Chris, where are you at right now?
I am sitting in what I like to call the Manhattan, the foothills of the Manhattan Mountains.
Oh, wow.
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Way over in Jersey. Yeah, when you drive over from Buffalo in the mornings, you know, a lot of people making that commute. Spring is just the best time to do it, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. No, it's... You know, we had some rain at my place last night, and hopefully it just keeps coming and keeps it green. Yeah. And, you know, I'm sure we're all, at least I am, a little PTSD from the smoke last year. Oh. So it's like we can keep that away as long as possible, and I think we'll all be a little bit happier.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, those burn scars and invasive weeds and grasses coming through, big priority on the top of a lot of people's lists right now. Folks trying to keep an eye on that. But I generally find it's around the end of June that we start to kind of lose our emerald fields as I'm driving in. They start kind of brown out a little bit. But
well, the grass goes to seed, and that, you know, I guess from there then it's things cure out.
Kind of all done for the year. Yeah. But I will say this, you know, you get a brief spring in this area, in this neck of the woods. But boy, when she shows up, it is it reminds you why you live here every single year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still hearing sandhill cranes out at my place, you know, which is, for me, always is the, you know, the harbingers of spring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's neat to still hear. I heard last night, I was still hearing them. But that's great, because when they're gone, when they leave, that's usually when the heat seems to roll in the summer.
I got really the same thing with blue jays in my yard, but we got a cat wandering around. Not ours, but he was a wild cat, and I haven't seen the blue jays since, so I think he may have scared him off.
Coincidence? I don't know, yeah.
Let's just say a very tight correlation.
Right.
All right, how are things out at SCLT this spring?
Oh, man, it's great. It's, you know, like we were just talking about, how beautiful Wyoming is, how beautiful Sheridan is this time of year. The Big Goose Natural Area is no exception. You know, we have like a little over a mile of trail that we've built on the Big Goose Natural Area, and we're extending that into some neighboring properties as well. So eventually we'll have, I think, maybe 2.5 miles of walking trail out there. It's open to e-bikes. It's open to one-wheels. I had that question the other day. Can we take our one-wheels? Like, let me, yeah, let's do that.
if we can get on the trail,
yeah,
sure.
Let's try that. You know, and not just for recreation, though. It's all sorts of neat projects are starting to happen out there. We're really kicking into, I guess, maybe the spring of that property. You know, the changing out fences to be wildlife friendly. Our director of conservation, John Graves, has been leading that with volunteers. That we had a volunteer day a couple weeks ago that had huge turnout. Doing other projects with demonstrating boat friendly, debris friendly fence structures that we can finally start testing and working out the final designs on that to hopefully to deploy in other places in the county. We've had history walks out there and plant walks out there, but that's just the Big Goose Natural Area. I know there's all these other resources that we've developed over the years that are really kicking into high gear. But I was on vacation last week, and I get back yesterday to the office, and we have a partnership with Science Kids out there, and they're doing a project with wildlife cameras and watching the decomposition of a bison skull.
Oh, wow.
Kind of over time. And, you know, we've seen some interesting things, but mostly it's been kind of a cool critter cam.
Yeah.
And I try to look at it almost, you know, every day, you know, and there's lots of turkeys. And a couple of days ago, there was a bunch of sandhill cranes. And then you get people walking by, checking out the bison skull, and they're like leaning in and like, what is that? Well, it's a bison skull. And then yesterday when I got back, I got sent over a message from that camera, and it was a bobcat.
And oh, wow.
Full on, like, you know, posing for the camera as if it knew it was there. It probably knew it was there, bobcat being a kitty cat. But I didn't realize they were so spotted.
Yeah.
It was like, I didn't know what a bobcat, I mean, I conceptually knew what a bobcat looked like. I went to MSU, so I knew what a logoed bobcat looked like, but like, oh, that's a bobcat. That's like, that's a legit bobcat. So, you know, those are really fun. Like, you know, like, and it's 4 miles from downtown, like,
yeah,
this property. So, you know, I'm not guaranteeing that you're going to see a bobcat when you come out there, but it's pretty cool.
But I mean, now you know the possibility.
Yeah, there's possibilities
is actually
out there, you know, and there's wildlife habitat. We'll have the ranching component of it. We'll have a grazing lessee coming in towards the end of this month, and they'll have cows out there for a couple weeks, or a couple months rather. So we're, you know, really trying to wrap everything that we've been talking about with you and with the community over the last, you know, almost 20 years that the Land Trust has been around, wrapping it all into one place where, you know, hopefully folks can come and participate and enjoy it and you know, get to experiencing our organization's, you know, model, which is connecting our community to land and places and land and history. And we can do all that in one spot, which is just really fun.
And I love how you guys are utilizing that natural area as a lab as running some tested ideas. You know, let's go through this and see. As you said, you're, you know, working kinks out of a fence design right now.
Yeah.
So we're going to, you're going to throw that up out there and see what problems arise,
right,
correct,
right,
and
exactly,
go forward with it.
Yeah.
And I can see that happening with all kinds of things.
Yeah. Well,
the streams and stuff like that.
The fences that we're building out there, we got a grant from Plank Stewardship Initiative and Cabela's Bass Pro to put out new wildlife friendly fences. And so we sat back for a moment. We're like, well, we could do one design of wildlife-friendly fencing, and after giving it some thought, we're like, yeah, let's lean into this lab. And so there's going to be 4 different designs of wildlife-friendly fencing out there that, you know, whether you have fences on your own property or, you know, are aspiring to have a property that would have fences, you can come and see examples of, you know, of techniques that are recommended by Wyoming Game and Fish for wildlife-friendly fencing, but you can see them on the ground. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can see how it works. There'll be signs that'll tell you how, you know, we went from point B, a fence that was very not wildlife friendly, to point, or from point A to point B, where now you have that fence that's wildlife friendly. And UW was out there yesterday looking at invasive grass trial plots. So the more the merrier, right? That's, that's, we hope to continue to lean into more and more of that lab aspect of it as well.
And that's fantastic. The partnerships that will be designed out of that, because you might be going back there to look at one thing with UW, and you're throwing
four
or five different ideas out, and they're doing the same. And so who knows what the collaborations can actually bring later on down the line. Fantastic use of the area. And the whole time that's going on, you've got residents of Sheridan and visitors going out there, walking around. They can look at those things. They can maybe not participate in the labs themselves, but they can see this science at work, this conservation science at work.
We're trying to have as much participation as possible. You know, Kevin Knapp, our history program manager, had an archaeology day out there a few, 3 weeks ago now, I think it was. And so as much participation as we can build in to it while still making it fun is what we're striving for. So, you know, we had the volunteers helped remove fences. We're using a professional contractor to build the fences. But so that's kind of that hybrid model of where can we get volunteers in to have meaningful impact, but not make it feel like it's, you know,
work
arduous.
Free labor.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You don't want it to feel like that.
They're never going back out there again. They're going to rope us into doing all their work. So, it's a fine line in there. So,
Speaking of that archaeological survey, did they find anything of significance during that whole event? I know we talked about that quite a bit on the show, and the curiosity's just been eaten away at me.
Yeah, I wish Kevin Knapp was here to share what they found. They found some points, and they found a hearth site as well, which is just kind of neat that they could, I guess that's kind of hard to even find, and volunteers found this hearth site. They spent some time with the rock ring that we have out there on the property, trying to ascertain its provenance and how long it's been there and all that aspect of it. And I think the jury's a little bit out still on that.
Yeah.
So they found some stuff. Mostly they got the experience of just being Indiana Jones for the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and you know, the points that people found, the rock points that people found, and this hearth, those are found by volunteers. You know, it wasn't the professional archaeologists. Those were the volunteers that got to
that's a memory.
To claim that memory. Yeah.
They'll be walking around saying, I went there. I did that. Yeah. I'm one of the guys that found the point.
Right.
That day.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we want, is like that pride of ownership. You know, like we get a lot of that, or we strive to get a lot of that, even with like our recreation trails with volunteer days. Or, you know, you're the person that moved that rock or trimmed that bush, to try to get that pride and ownership. It's neat to be able to get that pride and ownership in history, too. You know, it's maybe a little harder, or maybe more rare for us to find those opportunities. But we're getting more volunteers even in the history program, too, that are helping Kevin research different aspects of downtown Sheridan history, the railroad district history. And hopefully, you know, as we expand out that aspect of volunteerism, we'll have more pride of ownership as well with that.
I love your use of that word, too. It's ownership.
Yeah.
You know, with that sense of ownership comes the sense of pride, the sense of wanting to take care of it, the drive to get out there and really look at a project and say, you know, I'm part of this and this is part of me. This is who we are as Sheridan.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to build a very strong community. And I was talking to somebody the other day about, there's something really about working with a group of people that all have that same idea, you know, the same goal in mind, and being able to be a part of that is something that I miss from being an engineer in the Army.
Sure.
I mean,
you had that group that was there with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, people always talk about veterans a lot. You know, they might say, well, I don't really miss the service, but I miss everybody I was with.
Sure.
You know, you find your second family in there. And in a way, you can kind of do that too. You know, when you're all working on the same thing with the same goal in mind, boy, there is a strong sense of community that comes together.
Yeah. And you might not agree on everything, right? And you're coming from different backgrounds. And that's part of, you know, not to be too pie in the sky, but, you know, that's the fun opportunity of these community spaces, is that, you know, you can get around a shared goal, shared mission for the day, and maybe set aside some of the other differences, you know. And a big thing in my line of work, and I'm sure it's in many lines of work, is that you focus on that 80%, that 80% you have in common with each other, and you leave the 20% behind. And so you can really, you know, strive together if you're setting aside some of that.
So, yeah. And great point, Brad. We need more of that.
Pie in the sky right now.
Pie in the sky.
Apparently, I got up too early today and became philosophical for the morning.
Well, so. The sun's coming up too damn early. Now. We were having this discussion. It's coming up too early, heading down too late. I end up staying up too late. All right. So you said the attendance numbers of the SCLT programs have been really positive this year.
Yeah. They've been good turnouts. I guess we just keep trying to find ways that are engaging to our community. We've been around a while now that we can learn from the experiences that the community appreciates and comes back year after year. And one of those experiences that we're really hoping to lean into is this barbecue that we have coming up. You know, the SCLT backyard barbecue last year, we didn't know what to expect. You know, it was a celebration of the property. This year, it's coming up June 25th, which is next week already. And, last year we had over 600 people show up to come and just, experience this new endeavor with us. And, we invite the community to do the same this year. Whether we get 600 people or we get more or less, we're buying enough food for 650. So you better come. Otherwise I'm stuck with a lot. You got it. Like, you open the pantry at the office and there's like cans and cans and cans of beans.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to ever eat all these beans, so please come and help us eat all this food that we've ordered, have all this food that's coming, and enjoy some of this community space with us. And there's, music from Tris Munsick, and, anything short of 600 will be a disappointment to me, and you don't want to disappoint me. No, that's not true.
Can't be eating all those beans.
Exactly right. Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about this barbecue when we return. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
It's the final days of Mossholder's mattress sale. Every mattress in every size is on sale now. Find the Serta or Beautyrest mattress that is most comfortable to you. Mossholder's has premium hybrid mattresses like the Beautyrest Black and Serta's new line, the Perfect Sleeper X. Mossholder's also carries mattresses great for a guest room, kids room, or for those on a budget. Once you find the right mattress, don't forget to add high quality pillows, sheets, or an adjustable foundation, as all bedding is discounted as well. That's Mossholder's mattress sale going on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
Hi, this is Wyatt Gardner, physician assistant with Sheridan Memorial Hospital Same Day Health and Imaging. We're all spending more time outdoors. Don't let a minor injury or illness keep you from enjoying Sheridan County and the Bighorns. Same Day Health and Imaging is open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 5:30, and weekends from 9 to 4. We offer prompt care for unexpected medical needs, illnesses, injuries, labs, x-rays, mammograms, and more. Located between Walmart and Wild Vision, just look for the white flags on Sugarland Drive. Same Day appointments available at SheridanSameDay.com.
Whether you're planting a tree or digging a foundation, contact One Call of Wyoming at 1-800-849-2476 or 811. Call 2 business days before you dig. It's free and required by law. Repairs to utilities can be expensive. Cutting a gas line or electrical line can be deadly. No matter if it's weekend yard work or major construction, call One Call of Wyoming at 1-800-849-2476 or 811. Sponsored by Public Service Commission, Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Try it once and Himalayan Kitchen will have you craving another flavor explosion. They offer the taste you've been searching for. Dive into authentic Himalayan dishes with 5 different spice levels. There's something for everyone. Vegetarian? Their mouthwatering veggie options will leave you satiated. Come experience bold, unforgettable flavors at Himalayan Kitchen, where every bite is a journey. Crave it, spice it, love it. Dine in or take out. 2125 North Main Street or HimalayanKitchenWY.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, Sheridan Community Land Trust Executive Director Brad Bauer. Over the phone, we've got Sheridan Community Land Trust Director of Marketing and Development, Mr. Chris Verba. Now, Chris, we were talking about the backyard barbecue. First, could you tell folks why this was developed?
Well, it was developed quite simply as a way to say thank you to our community for helping us secure a real community gym. You know, Sheridan is the Emerald City of Wyoming, and we have a pretty dang great gym for that Emerald City sitting out there at the SCLT Big Goose Natural Area just outside of town. And so what better way to move into a new home than to welcome all of our friends to celebrate with us, right? So how are you going to do that? It's Wyoming. We're going to have a big old barbecue. And so this summer, we're having another big old barbecue. It's the SCLT Backyard Barbecue presented by Eliason Financial and First Federal Bank and Trust. And it's coming up Wednesday, June 25th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Of course, at the SCLT Big Goose Natural Area. We're located out at 14 Lane Lane. So follow Lauks like you're going out to Becton, and we're about 4 miles out. Keep going past the Kendrick Municipal Golf Course sign. If it's your first opportunity, boy, you're in for a treat, because we have some fantastic food fresh off the grill from Ligurski's, along with all of the best barbecue fixings and desserts. We have beverages for all ages, and we do have a cash bar for adults. We have a set by Tris Munsick. You'll see him out at the Big Goose Natural Area quite a bit, because he's a caretaker out on the Bridges property. So he's going to be up on stage playing tunes for everybody. We have some face painting with Jenny Worker of Crazy Woman Face Painting. We also have guided hikes with the SCLT staff, so it really is an opportunity to come in and enjoy and explore this incredible resource. And on top of that, we have a matched raffle. Have you ever heard of a matched raffle, Floyd?
I can't remember if I have or not.
Well, would you like to learn more?
I sure would.
Well, this matched raffle is an incredible opportunity to help SCLT support trails, conservation, and historic preservation efforts. You know, all of those things you love in Sheridan County. And it's pretty simple. Every dollar you spend on raffle tickets is matched thanks to a very kind, anonymous local donor who wants to help support more of what's happening at SCLT. So you can come to the barbecue, you can buy these raffle tickets, and you'll double your support. Now, of course, why would you want to buy a raffle ticket? Well, we have some fantastic prizes for you. One of those is a 7-day stay in a Telluride Mountain Vision, easy for me to say, Telluride Mountain Village condo. We also have a 1-hour scenic discovery flight with Sheridan Pilots 307 Flight School. So that's an incredible experience, especially if you take advantage of it here right now. Well, maybe that Super Bloom's really going to be getting going here in the next couple of weeks. There's a children's mountain bike from Sheridan Bicycle Company, so you'll be able to have an opportunity to win that. And we have some incredible local artwork. We have a drawing by Joe Ostland.
Oh, wow.
And a painting by Charlie Walter.
Wow. You guys really do have some fantastic prizes in this, especially when it comes to those experiences. This being able to get up there... And for those who don't know, what Chris is talking about, that Super Bloom, imagine seeing just fields of flowers from the sky. That would be so incredible to see that. Some of our flowers here, you got purples and yellows like you've never seen. And that would be amazing. Chris, how much are those raffle tickets per ticket?
So we have a sliding scale on it. So it's one ticket for $5. We have 5 tickets for $20, and your best value and your best way to help SCLT and make the most impact is 30 tickets for $100. And so with this raffle, you come to the backyard barbecue, you pick up your raffle tickets, You can put your, you can figure out what you want to stick your raffle in for right before you get some dinner or while you're waiting. And from there, grab your burger, grab your barbecue food, and enjoy a set by Tris Munsick. What a great night, right?
Absolutely. And thanks to an anonymous donor, who whoever you are, sir or ma'am, thank you very much. You're going to double everything that you contribute to this raffle, folks. And that's pretty incredible. SCLT does a lot of amazing things. I know that there are many individuals out there who participate in the Explore History, the Science Kid program with Unplug Partnership is probably one of the best that I've ever seen. I love sitting down with Dr. Reeder. She's so smart. There's not a lot of things that that woman doesn't know about this area, and especially birds. Yeah. So if you get an opportunity to take part in these programs, jump on it. It really opens your eyes to your own backyard. Now, Chris, when does all this kick off?
This kicks off next Wednesday, June 25th, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the SCLT Big Goose Natural Area. And it is important to note, admission is free, 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 free. Come eat our food. Come have a great time on the land. And sign up on our website at SheridanCLT, like communitylandtrust.org. While you're there, check out the events page, because those unplugged programs, those discovery sessions, those explore histories, those volunteer opportunities, holy smokes, we have a fantastic summer coming up and not nearly enough time to talk about them today. So visit SheridanCLT, like communitylandtrust.org, to see them all. And it's important to note, we are able to keep the backyard barbecue free and open to everyone thanks to generous support from our title sponsors, Eliason Financial and First Federal Bank and Trust, our supporting sponsors, Sheridan Custom Stone and Sheridan Media. Thank y'all so much. And special sponsors, Lana Bond Riggs, LLP, Mandy Koltiska of Century 21 BHJ Realty, the Sheridan Community Foundation, State Farm agent John Oman, and WWC Engineering. Because of their support, everyone in our community can come to the backyard barbecue next Wednesday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. and have a great night on the land at no charge.
I'd love to see around 800 people out there this year, Brad. We'll get rid of the beans.
I don't want to keep those beans. Yeah.
Brad, Chris, I want to thank you both so much for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure seeing you. It's always a pleasure catching up, Brad.
Yeah,
Chris, you take care over there in Jersey, my man.
I sure will. Thank you so much for having us, Floyd.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the instructors from this year's Broadway Musical Theater Intensive at Sheridan College. Stick around. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
The Board of Directors of First Federal Bank and Trust is proud to announce DJ Dearcorn as our new president and CEO-elect. DJ will take over from current CEO Kevin Bailey, who will be retiring in January.
DJ has built a reputation of strong leadership, integrity, and commitment throughout his many years with First Federal.
As DJ, our management team, and staff lead us forward, we're excited for the future and grateful for the trust of the communities we serve.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Community commitment. Lifetime legacy. Member FDIC.
Elevate your summer travel plans. Fly local. Fly Sheridan. Bring your loved ones home to Sheridan this busy summer with reliable, comfortable travel through United Express, operated by SkyWest Airlines. Enjoy the convenience of Sheridan to Denver in no time by flying local. Book flights at United.com. The United app, or call United Reservations at 1-800-UNITED-1. Tickets also available on Travelocity, Expedia, Kayak, and more. For stress-free summer travel home, fly local, fly Sheridan.
Get ready, Sheridan. The Broadway Musical Theater Intensive at Sheridan College wraps up with three powerful performances of Working, a musical, celebrating the real people who keep our world moving. Catch it at Kinnison Hall at the Winnie Center for the Arts, Friday, June 27th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 28th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Featuring songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda, James Taylor, and more, plus stunning visuals and real voices from the Sheridan community. Tickets are $20 to $30 at sheridan.edu/working or call 675-0360.
Looking for fun your whole family will love? Head to the SCLT Backyard Barbecue Wednesday, June 25th from 5 to 7:30 at the Big Goose Natural Area. Enjoy music by Tris Munsick, delicious barbecue by Ligurski's, face painting, lawn games, and trails to explore. Grab a raffle ticket. Every dollar goes twice as far to support local land and history. Free entry thanks to Eliason Financial and First Federal Bank and Trust. Sign up today at SheridanCLT.org.
Doug, it's time to rev up your appetite for the Waring Chevrolet Free Customer Appreciation Barbecue and Inventory Reduction Sale Friday, June 27th from 11:30 to 1:30.
That's right, Bob. While you're enjoying lunch on us, take a stroll through our lot. Check out the huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with savings up to $10,000 and a promise to meet or beat any written deal.
The inventory reduction sale happening now and the barbecue on Friday, June 27th. Waring Chevrolet, 107 East Alger, online, waringsheridan.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, I'm joined by Sheridan College Broadway Musical Theater Intensive Producer, Gina Felicia.
Good morning.
And I've got Production Director, Michael Granera.
Hey there.
And Production Animator, or excuse me, Projection Animator, Antonello Stornelli.
Hello, hello.
All right, did get those names right?
You did.
You did great.
Guys,
did
I've been practicing that all morning.
I bet you have.
I want to welcome you to the show. It's absolutely fantastic having you here. I love sitting down with creative people and talking about their processes and this amazing intensive that's going on out of Sheridan College right now. Gina, the intensive is 3 days in. How's it going?
It's exhausting, but good.
Yeah.
The kids have tons of energy, but the old lady's a little tired.
I can vouch for that. I am super impressed at how dedicated and how intensive this actually is. Coming from Los Angeles, living in Los Angeles, working in New York and everything like that, I didn't know what to expect. Yeah. And when I came here, I met a bunch of dedicated, hardworking people. The kids are absolutely incredible. They're really, really pushing themselves, which makes our job more exciting and that much easier, actually. But it is exhausting. I am tired as can be, in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. In that I've done something today kind of way.
Exactly. Where
you can lay down and just go right to sleep.
Yeah, we all leave at the end of the day saying, wow, we did something really cool today, and everyone worked hard, and we get ready and excited about the next day.
And Gina, this intensive, it's designed to be that way, right? It's designed to be, you basically flood a short period of your summer with some of the best training that can be had.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I think that they rise up to it, and actually pushing them at this level gives them a taste of professionalism anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Bring a little bit more out of there. I know you can give it to me. And a lot of people need that. You know, you can get over that hump. I know you can. You think you're too weak to do it, but I see the strength in you, and I'm going to be the one booting you to get you up there.
Yes, we see a lot of potential in these kids. We really do. Some of them are actually, we did a survey and asked how many want to go on. And I would say out of the 26, you had about 16, 17 kids that raised their hand that want to go on and do this professionally.
Wow.
I know. It's cool.
And everyone sitting here right now does this professionally. This is a profession with some teeth. It's kind of tough to get in there and really stick around, isn't it?
Very tough. It's extremely competitive. And there's something for everybody. There's different levels that you can work at. Everyone has their ultimate goals and their ultimate dreams, but you can find work if you dedicate yourself. So it's out there. It's just, you have to work. You have to work hard.
Mr. Stornelli, you are a projection animator. Now, this is something a lot of people kind of back and forth on, right? They're not sure just exactly what you might do, but you run kind of the stage.
Yeah, I'm an 3D animator in LA, and Gina saw our house, and it was full of projection, and she had the idea of using some of that for this show, and she hired me, and I've been building all these digital sets, and some of them will be projected, and some of them will be shown. We're still working on it, and you'll see the day of the
performance.
They had the performance.
That's incredible. So this is a fairly new thing. You can put me in just about any environment. Mm-hmm. You can turn my stage into downtown New York. You can turn my stage into the mountains. You can turn my stage into just about any set, and you just project this 3D image on the backdrop.
Yeah, you first build them. So it takes an entire the preparation time to build all these digital sets. And then, yes, it will be projected. So ideally, we don't need physical sets anymore. We can do most of them digitally and then add, like we do, some physical props.
And set pieces.
That's right. Incredible. So you combine the real world with like a digital projection of 3D background.
Which is truly the way that it's going.
Yeah.
If you go to Broadway right now, that's what you'll see out of at least 80% of the sets. There's at least a combination of that practical set and digital set. And there's also like video screens with moving projections as well as still. So you have the idea, the feeling that you're moving because you see the images around you moving. It's very immersive.
Yeah.
It's much more immersive, and it's like the next step. On the way over here, we were discussing that. And Antonello said to both Gina and myself, because Gina and I have worked in the theater forever and we're hoping to continue to do so. Antonello works in movie and television animation, and he works on that side. And Antonello turned to us and says, with AI, you guys are going to be able to work forever. It's the other people that are not, because AI cannot take over what we're doing.
Yeah.
It can only enhance us.
Right. I totally get that. Do you feel, and that's kind of getting off into the bushes, because I would love to have a conversation with you regarding that. My wife is an artist, and she's kind of back and forth with AI. She's not exactly sure where its place will be as we go forward in the future in the world of art, in the world of graphic design. But as of right now, you are the one basically sitting down and just constructing this. Now, are you giving a class to some of these kids in the intensive, showing them this is how to get it done?
Yeah. So we'll have an intensive masterclass, I think, tomorrow. And I'll show a little bit of my process, how I build images, how I got to build those images, and overall my animation process. You know, I work in animation, and I will show them, I will expose them to my art process.
What a beautiful art. Because that's exactly what this is. It's an art. There's a there's a creativity and a talent that needs to be had to sit down. Because, I mean, you're in front of a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're even dealing with things that a lot of people don't have to deal with. Wire framing. Architecture.
Yeah.
Landscape. I mean, you're all over the place. And as you're sitting there trying to get all of this done, you're also dealing with the average computer problems that I think everybody has to deal with.
But believe it or not, I'm still impressed when I see the kids still working on props and using real wood.
Oh,
I get so impressed because I was telling them, I do it in 3D, and there's nothing that impresses me more than people doing it in real life.
And I do love that you haven't lost your appreciation for that kind of stuff. My daughter designed sets when she was in high school. That's how she liked being part of the theater. She was able to transform folks to a subway in England with just a stairwell, proper paint, and a couple posters. And you felt like you were getting ready to get on a subway in England, or a tram, I guess
it's
you could say. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
The magic of
things
theater.
What we're doing exactly now with this projection will be adding a layer of realism to all this.
It's absolutely amazing. This, as we go forward with this, now your actors are in New York. Now your actors are in Venice. And I think it's not just great for the audience. It's great for your actors as well. Michael, you are an actor.
Yes.
What inspired, what set that fire? Do you remember?
To become an actor?
Yeah. Was it a performance that somebody did and you saw it and you thought, I want that?
I just loved watching movies. I just loved watching live performances, variety type shows on TV. And I would just be like, oh, I want to do that. I would watch the Tonys and stuff like that. I mean, that's kind of what got me into it. And then I got the bug really early because I got on stage really early, like at around 12. And I was just like, okay, I want to do this. It was that kind of thing for me. It was no epiphany. It's just, it kind of felt like I always wanted to do it since I was, you know, young.
So a lot of people, myself included, didn't know what we wanted to do at that age. How focused were you going through your education?
I did know. I know. I knew at least by high school, you know, junior high, you know, you kind of like go back and forth, you know, I want to be a veterinarian. I want to be a paleontologist. I want to be a gemologist. I mean, I went through all of that scientific, you know, because I'm very interested in that stuff as well. And I'm an animal lover. So I kept going, am I supposed to go that way? But I just kept getting taken back to the theater. And I just was in the theater for a long time. And then I, you know, the industry is hard. And theater has its ups and downs. Sometimes it's very popular. Sometimes it's not very popular to the general masses. And then the shows kind of changed. We went through a period of having like book shows where you have shows that means shows with a lot of dialogue and monologues and stuff like that. Then we went through a period of the Cameron McIntosh shows, which were kind of like machines. They were mostly sung from start to finish. And if you could hit the notes and you could fit the costume, you could be put into that. It would call them tracks. Sometimes they wouldn't refer to the character or the part in the ensemble, or they would say, you're in that track. And that was a big period of over a decade or more of that type of thing. And if you didn't fit the machine, you had to find something else to do. They're slightly bringing it back now, and it's kind of a mix of those kind of musicals and those kinds of theater pieces. But then I got the television and film bug, and I got to do, get a part in a TV show and in a movie, and then because of the business, you know, you find work where it is. Yeah. And even though they are different mediums, which take very different skill sets, which what we also teach at the intensive, you know, understand how, if you want to work on film, how do you transfer the acting to the camera? Because I get personally aggravated when somebody says, oh, they can't do it. They're just an actor, a theater actor. Say you're auditioning for a movie or something like that. Now, acting is acting. It all comes from a truth. So if you want to be on the film, you just have to learn to make it small, and you need to be able to bring that same truth that you would to a stage to make everyone feel it in the back row. So it's not, you know, theater acting, film acting. It's a technique for each medium. But if you're a good actor, you're a good actor. And that's the thing. If you look at your best movie actresses, your Glenn Closes and your Meryl Streeps and your, rest his soul, Gene Hackmans and people like that, they're all theater actors. It's really where it starts. It's like if you're a good dancer, you know your ballet training. You know ballet. And so, I take that personally. There is a skill. There is a learning. And that's also what we're teaching at the intensive. So these kids can know that they're not just stuck in one thing.
Yeah.
You know, that there are opportunities, but they're different skill sets, and you have to hone in those skill sets and work on them.
And when you go to the castings, if you understand the skill set and just exactly what they're looking for, that's a leg up.
Exactly right.
And that leg up was the one that Gina and I were talking about during an earlier appearance, you know, where these individuals, these students that are out there, they're getting this intensive training. I mean, you know, you're not going through a grinder, but you're going through a gauntlet here. And just try and absorb everything you can as you go forward into this intensive. But when you come out of it, boy, you're on your next level.
Absolutely. Now, it's not easy. You know, if you're in this business just to have fun and to be on TV and to get more hits, you know, it's really not the business for you. There's more rejection. And there's more you needing to say, I didn't get it. There's more no's than there are yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not even comparable to the amount. So you have to just keep, it has to be in your heart and in your soul if you really want to do this. Yeah, it's a true passion.
You have to love
it. You have to love it, and you have to want it. You have to care about it.
And, you know, it's one of those situations where you look at the different skill sets and – you know, you could have somebody who's kind of a jack of all trades, like yourself. But even Jack had a favorite. So film, television, stage.
Well, there's nothing like the stage because you get to really explore. You really get to live it. In film and television, you can say a couple of lines and they'll say, cut, let's do those again. It's once you're on stage, you're living that piece from start to finish. It's very different in film and television. Now, there are some things in film and television that you don't get. You don't get these, you're not outdoors in a real setting. You're not surrounded by 300 actors. You know, there's an element of magic that those mediums bring that the theater can't, a sense of realism that you definitely can't do on stage. But like I said, they're all great. They're all great.
And they all have their masters.
Exactly.
You know, people who write, read. People who act should watch. And not just great actors, but they should also watch people. Because essentially, you're not trying to go up there and act as an actor. You're trying to be a regular individual who gets thrown into a situation, or a regular mom who busts out into song. I mean, you're trying to be somebody else. Now, when we look at inspiration, you know, when it comes to art, inspiration is vital. How do we inspire these kids to keep going? When you do walk in there during this intensive and you're like, she's tired, he's tired, that guy over there, he's exhausted. How do I light that fire?
Even last night, it was the end of the night, and they were working on one of the more difficult songs that Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote in this show. So it was a compilation of different composers, which is kind of neat too for the kids. And it was a really fun song, but I could tell they were tired, so I came in and I started dancing. I just started dancing while they were singing it. Bring it. You know what I mean? And enjoying that moment.
Yeah.
And so there's little ways that we encourage them. There's little ways that, you know, we inspire them. They know our standards are high. You know, I actually get to be in the show. Yeah. Michael cast me as to play Rose Hoffman, the teacher, who's a third grade teacher.
What a stretch.
Yeah. They're kind of pulling me. They're in my subtext of my character. They're kind of pushing me out, and I want to hold on to my legacy. But long story short, they're watching me work as an actor as well. And I think that's also something that they can glean from. But when they're surrounded with excellence by phenomenal, you know, projection, and they're surrounded with excellence with, you know, at the helm of somebody who's got you to direct and make sure that you look good and things read right, they're confident, you know, when Michael's at the helm. They're confident. And I think that that is a really safe environment to create.
That's a fantastic point. When you've got a leader or someone who knows the direction that you're headed, all you've got to do is just go out there and do your best. And as long as you put that best foot forward, you don't have to worry about anything else. You don't have to look around to all these peripherals because they're being taken care of. You're not, you know, I think about like high school productions, and you've got individuals who are doing 15 different things just to make sure that this one play goes off. But now you've got pros. You've got the best of the best in the business right here. Sit back. All I have to do now is my best acting,
yes.
My best singing. Now all I've got to do is worry about, do I have the light where it's supposed to go? That is an intensive, because then you can focus in on the things that you really want to do. And like I said, you're kind of going through a grinder, but the things that you're learning out of that are amazing.
Exactly, and it helps the kids focus, because the kids, you know, don't know necessarily what to focus on. They're like, there's so much. There's things in the morning, things in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. It's our job to say, okay, this is what we are working with and working on now. This is where I need you to focus. And they do it right away. But you do need somebody to help guide them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there is just so much.
Gina, I got 2 minutes left. Okay. Tell me about the production, and can folks see this?
Yes, absolutely. There are three performances, and June 27th, which is a Friday night at 7 p.m., and then we have two performances Saturday. Saturday matinee, which is a kind of a nice thing to go at 2 p.m., if, especially if it's really hot outside. You can just come in and come watch working.
AC, baby.
And then at 7 p.m. again that night. So there's three performances to sort of just build upon, you know, what the kids have learned and let them sit into performance. But also for our community to come see it. The best part of this is that we have filmed, there's three mediums. We have a documentary, we have live stage performances, and then we have animated projection art. But we are, you know, we have Sheridan people, local workforce that we are showing on the screens in the documentary, that the kids are playing kind of those parts.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to have that element in it, too. So we'll, Sheridan will shine in this production of working.
Tickets.
Tickets. Oh, box office. Call it Sheridan College box office. Org.
I'll get a link up for everybody so they know where to go, my friend.
Thank you.
I want to thank all of you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you guys are really under it right now, so I really do appreciate you coming in and meeting with me and having these conversations. It is an honor.
No, it was fun. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you
so
very much.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Well,
since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
If you're looking for a great employment opportunity, you'll want to pay attention to this. Decker Coal Company is currently hiring a dragline oiler. This day shift position offers excellent benefits that you've come to expect from an established company like Decker Coal. Experience would be great, but they will train the right person if necessary. Pick up an application today at the Sheridan Workforce Center. Decker Coal Company is an equal opportunity employer.
The City of Sheridan Weed and Pest Division would like to announce that mosquito fogging will begin starting the week of June 16th and continue through the mosquito breeding season. Fogging will take place Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evenings when necessary. For more information, to report heavy concentrations of mosquitoes, or to request that your home be in a no-spray zone, please call the mosquito hotline at 307-655-8297 or visit the website at www.sheridanwy.gov.
Hello everyone, this is Kurt Westland, voice of the Range War Rodeo, coming to you June 19th at the Johnson County Fairgrounds, presented by First Northern Bank. It's free, family fun, rodeo action, including mutton busting. Come early for food, cold beverages, shopping, and live music. Buy a program and you're automatically entered to win a Savage rifle from Cornerstone Pharmacy. Gates open at 5, rodeo starts at 7. Don't miss the Range War Rodeo June 19th at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. A big thank you to our sponsors, MTR Ranch Supply and High Country Creative.
Oh, summer's here. Time to get your car ready for summer driving. Midas can help with everything from oil change to tires, steering and suspension, air conditioning, check engine lights. It's your one-stop shop for all things cars and trucks. This month, get free digital inspection when you bring your car to Midas and a voucher for $20 off any detailed service from Sheridan Auto Spa. Plus, special savings on brakes and struts. Get your car cleaned up and running great inside and out at Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity, and this is News Talk 930 KROE.